Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio and your favorite shows with you 24/7, anywhere you go. Still a lot to talk about in the second hour. This is an incredible thing in Missouri I want to tell you about. It has constitutional implications, and it really goes back to the Civil War, actually. The city and county of St. Louis have filed a lawsuit against Missouri to overturn a Missouri law that, believe it or not, said that law enforcement, police officers, and agencies would be fined and disciplined if they enforced federal gun laws. Missouri has passed a law, a state law, basically seceding from federal gun laws, saying that federal gun laws don't apply in Missouri, and any cop, any police force, any sheriff who enforces a federal law is acting illegally and can be fined, loses any immunity, and can be sued. That is treason. It is black letter law that if there is a conflict between state and federal law on a subject, federal law controls, period. End of story. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a country. You'd have 50 states doing whatever they wanted to do. One state would say, we don't want our young men being drafted. Another state would say, we don't want to pay federal income taxes. You're not going to have that. Now, I'm going to propose a remedy down there that's sweeping and unprecedented. But it's this. What Missouri has done is to deliberately obstruction of federal law. If an individual obstructed an investigation, that's a felony. And they can go to prison as felons. And you can commit a felony by something as seemingly trivial as lying to a police officer. They may say, what is your address? You give them a fake address so that they don't search your house. You've committed a felony. It was a police officer. If you give them a false name, if you lie to them about anything, it's a felony. Now, this is obstruction on steroids. This is telling police officers not to enforce federal law under pain of being fined, under pain of being sued, and having their qualified immunity taken away. They're not taking their qualified immunity away from other things, just this. What I would do is send a letter, if I were the Attorney General, to the governor and the leadership in each house and say, you have 30 days to rescind that law. If you do not rescind that law, I will view that as federal obstruction, and I will arrest the legislature and the governor, the leadership in both houses, and bring them to trial for felonies, for treason, for obstruction. Now, that is a very, very controversial remedy. And you're not going to have heard that from anyone else. From a constitutional point of view, you have conflicting values and objectives. People do have a First Amendment right to say things. People do have in legislatures at least state immunity from prosecution or from being sued for things they may say or do on the floor of the Senate or the House. Although if they commit a crime, they're not immune from that kind of prosecution. But, you know, back in at the turn of our republic in the late 1800s, you had things like criminal libel and things like that. Well, I think you have got to do something like that, like I just proposed. Otherwise, you're going to have police forces in a lot of cities in Missouri where, you know, you'll have an officer with a wife and two kids at home, and he makes maybe, you know, $50,000, $60,000 a year, maybe less. And he's told that if he enforces federal gun laws, he will be fined, probably fired, and he'll lose his immunity. And even if he enforced it against a criminal, a jihadist, an insane person, that they can sue him for damages and he has no defense. And guess what? He's not going to enforce federal gun laws. It'd be crazy to enforce federal gun laws because he could be destroying his life economically and destroying his family. This is an act of treason. There were southern states that didn't recognize the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment after they lost the Civil War. 13th Amendment abolished slavery. 14th Amendment provided for due process for everybody at the state level as well as the federal level. It extended the Bill of Rights to the states. And also, it made it clear that the former enslaved people were in fact citizens of the United States. The 15th Amendment gave African-American men at that point the right to vote. And then with the 19th Amendment in 1920, women as well. There were southern states that said, well, we don't recognize that. That wasn't passed correctly because, you know, the southern states didn't have legislatures to overturn it. They had what they had is they had imposed carpetbaggers in our legislature and blah, blah, blah. And you know what happened? Fortunately, Ulysses Grant was president after having won the Civil War. He sent troops down there. And Confederate soldiers were marauding through the South, murdering black people. And he launched military offenses against them, arrested them, hanged some of them, said, we're restoring order down here. And Reconstruction started. And then the 1870s, there was a presidential election between Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden, the Democrat, Rutherford Hayes, the Republican. Rutherford Hayes is a war hero. He'd been a colonel in Antietam, one of the great battles of the Civil War. One of his sergeants was Sergeant William McKinley, who went on to be president too. Rutherford Hayes lost the election, but the Republican Party said, we're not going to handle that. And they rammed him through anyway, some kind of a compromise on the Electoral College. But one of the compromises was we won't pursue Reconstruction. And so African-Americans were lynched and murdered for 100 years till John F. Kennedy came along and civil rights started. But that's beside the point. Guess what, St. Louis? You do not get to opt out of federal gun laws. And you do not get to threaten your police officers with liability, firing, with elimination of their immunity for enforcing the law for the gun laws. So you got 30 days. 30 days. This is General Grant speaking, okay? 30 days. What Eisenhower did back in the late 50s, there were just governors of Mississippi and Alabama would send, they threatened to send the National Guard in to stop the integration of their universities. And you know what Eisenhower did? He was a great general and he was president. He federalized the National Guard. He said, you're now federal troops. I'm your commander in chief. Shut up and sit down. And if I send you anywhere, I'll tell you where you're going to go. Don't even stir anywhere. I don't tell you where to go. Well, I think what happens is Joe Biden federalizes the National Guard, in Missouri. Merrick Garland sends that letter to the governor and to the speaker and the majority leader and say, you have 30 days, turn that over or you're under arrest. The governor who signed it, the leadership who pushed it through and started arresting the legislatures and put him in jail. Tell the good people in Missouri, go ahead, vote for whoever you want. We're not interfering with that. But if anybody in that state thinks this is 1861 again, and you are going to opt out the federal legislation and threaten your own law enforcement. And, I mean, theoretically, that would apply to the FBI and everybody else. That ain't happening. Some folks down there have to go to jail. Some folks in Missouri have to become acquainted with the big house. And that's got to be said very, very bluntly. Nobody's saying that. Everybody's going, oh, well, it's a constitutional issue. Yeah, it is, in the sense that secession was a constitutional issue. You do not get to pick your secessions. You don't get to go, well, all right. Yeah, we don't like that law. We secede. You're going to have California somewhere say our people don't get drafted. You're going to have a number of states saying they don't pay federal income tax. Folks have got to become acquainted with the big house. Folks have got to become acquainted with Ulysses Grant. Ulysses Grant took care of business. And it's about time we took care of business. It's about time we had some plain talk and direct talk. And the QAnon cult and the Republican Party.
I heard the shuffle of angels. He called my name and my heart stood still. When he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Yeah.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God cut you down. Sooner or later, God cut you down.
Sickness has got to stop.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand. Working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.